I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1288, Pick Relationship Over Being Right. Now, there are times we all have to make exactly that choice. We can be right because we are right, of course, but we can still lose a relationship. But did I mention we're right? Or we can choose relationship. We're still right, by the way, but it means we don't let that rightness harm or destroy the relationship we cherish more. Today, let me give you a real-world example. But first, let me remind you that T2G stands for the two greatest, and we're talking about the two greatest commandments that Jesus specifically said was to live our life loving God and loving others, and that specifically means choosing relationships. While Tom Wiles was university chaplain at Grand Canyon University in Phoenix, Arizona, he picked up Leonard Sweet at the airport in his new Ford pickup to take him to a leadership conference. Since Sweet was still mourning the trade-in of his Dodge truck, the two men immediately bonded, sharing truck stories and laughing at the bumper stickerism that says, "Nothing is more beautiful than a man in his truck." Sweet tells what happened next. "As I climbed into Tom's 2002 Ranger for the ride back to the airport, a day later, I noticed two big scrapes by the passenger door. 'What happened?' I asked. 'My neighbor's basketball post fell on the truck,' Tom replied sadly. 'You're kidding. How awful,' I said. 'This truck is so new, I can smell it. What's even worse is my neighbor doesn't feel responsible for the damage.' I immediately rose to my friend's defense. 'Did you contact your insurance company? How are you going to get him to pay for it?' I asked. 'This has been a real spiritual journey for me,' Tom replied. After a lot of soul searching and discussions with my wife about hiring an attorney, it came down to this. I can either be in the right, or I can be in a relationship with my neighbor. And since my neighbor will probably be with me longer than this truck, I decided I'd rather be in a relationship than be right. Besides, trucks are meant to be banged up, so I got mine initiated in the real world a bit earlier than I expected." Wow. Here's the great question. And today you can take your pick of two great questions. Question number one, what do you think you would have done if that was your brand new truck? Question number two, when was the last time you picked a relationship over being right, even when it was painful? Let's pray. Dear Lord, in moments of conflict and disagreement, would you help us choose love and connection over being right? Guide us to prioritize the bonds we share over the need to prove ourselves or win an argument. Grant us the wisdom to see beyond our differences and the humility to admit our faults. May our relationships be built on understanding, forgiveness, and the strength of unity. God, in your grace, would you teach us to listen with open hearts, to empathize with someone else's perspective, because I think I'm right, but I might be wrong. And then to choose harmony and love. Would you bless our relationships with peace and wisdom? Help us to always prioritize each other's well-being. And in doing so, we're like you, Jesus. In your name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1289. And in the meantime, what's hardest for us at times is to remember that forgiveness doesn't mean it doesn't hurt. Forgiveness doesn't mean the other person didn't harm you in some way that cut you deeply. It doesn't mean that what they did was okay. But it does mean that you choose to absorb the blow, that you will take the pain and not hold it against the other person, not want to hurt them or even wish them ill, that you will let it go and move on in love. Now, I know that's a lot easier to say than it is to live, especially if someone damages your brand new truck. Today, how will you absorb the blow, let it go, and pick relationship over being right?